Welcome to this podcast about Fuca Pillar and Cape Flattery in Washington. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Fuca Pillar is a prominent rectangular sea stack on the west side of Cape Flattery, about 18 miles southwest of Port Renfrew and 6 miles west-northwest of Nia Bay, Washington. It is named for Ioannis Phocas, a Greek maritime pilot in Spanish service, better known by the Spanish rendering of his name, Juan de Fuca. In 1592, he claimed to have explored the Strait of Anian, now the Strait of Juan de Fuca, between Vancouver Island and Washington's Olympic Peninsula, though his claim to have been the first European to see either the strait or the pillar is doubtful. The earliest generally accepted mention of the pillar came in 1788 from John Mears, a navigator, explorer, and maritime fur trader best known for provoking the Nootka Crisis of the 1790s, which brought Britain and Spain to the brink of war. Cape Flattery is the northwesternmost point of the contiguous United States, on the Olympic Peninsula, where the Strait of Juan de Fuca meets the Pacific Ocean. It lies within the Macau Reservation and forms the northern boundary of the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary. Captain James Cook named and described it on March 22, 1778, after a break in the coastline flattered him with hope of finding a harbor, a hope that proved false. It is the oldest non-native place name still in use in Washington state. The first Japanese known to have reached what is now Washington arrived in January 1834, when a dismasted rudderless ship ran aground near Cape Flattery, possibly at Cape Alava. The vessel, the Hojunmaru, had left its home port of Onura on Japan's southeastern coast on October 11, 1832, carrying a crew of 14 and a cargo of rice and porcelain on what was meant to be a short run to Edo, present-day Tokyo. A typhoon tore away its rudder and mast, leaving it to drift roughly 5,000 miles across the Pacific for about 14 months. Only three crew members survived, Iwakichi, Kyukichi, and Otokichi. Briefly enslaved by the local Macaw, they were later taken to Fort Vancouver by William H. McNeil on the orders of the Hudson's Bay Company's John McLaughlin, the start of a long odyssey that never brought them home. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.